Hi, Tim here. As some of you noticed, episode 10 was previously released earlier today. As you may have also noticed, it was taken down, and for that, I apologize. Episode 10 was not what it should have been. That episode was edited while I was fighting basically a severe case of COVID. I was on medication, and I didn't listen to it, and I posted it. I listened to it today on my way to work, and I was shocked at how bad it was. I could not let it stay up. So I took it down. I redid a good three quarters of it, and I believe it should sound the way it should. So if you previously listened to it and just wasn't happy with it, please listen to it again. The sound effects are better. Everything's back in line where it should be. So please kick back and enjoy this episode. And before this episode starts, a little disclaimer. This episode deals with rape and violence against women. Discretion should be advised. Thank you.
Join us for the Always Never Right podcast, a podcast for Gen Xers who've gotten to middle age and are wondering what the fuck happened. I'm Jill Farrell.
And I'm Gina Biggs. We are two long-distance best friends who aren't afraid to say what we think, especially while we drink. But before we start, we always talk cocktails.
Every episode, we have a cocktail, or several, that goes along with our topic, and it makes it a little easier for us to discuss. From bourbon to gin, we'll try something new and we'll tell you how to make it so you can drink along with us.
It's sort of like a date with your BFFs that you haven't met yet, but at the end of the date, you don't have to wonder who's paying the check.
You can find us on Facebook, Always Never Right Podcast, and on the web at www.alwaysneverright.com, and listen to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Just search up Always Never Right Podcast and get to know us. We'll talk more later. Bye, dolls.
Hey guys, this is Todd, Sean, and Nate, and we are from the Middle Aged and Creeped Out podcast. We drop full episodes every Wednesday night or Thursday morning, and our Middle Aged mini episodes drop on Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
And if you enjoy discussions about the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy, then check out our show. You can find us however you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you like what you hear, don't hesitate to give us a 5-star rating and review. Telling a friend, family member, or even a coworker about us helps the show.
And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching Middle Aged and Creeped Out. And our TikTok is at Mako Podcast, and that's with 2 A's.
Well, Nate, what do you think?
That's the end of our promo, and that's a wrap.
Well, there you go. So until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean.
And they are Middle Aged and Creeped Out. Keep it creepy. Mwah, 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 mwah.
You can't do this yourself!
Damn it! Turn around!
Behind you! I need a gun!
No. No way in hell that's gonna happen.
What's good in freeing me if I can't fight? Give me a damn gun!
Do not make me regret this.
Let's kick some ass.
Hey, cowboy!
No! Are you freaking crazy?
What?
You know perfectly well what. You could have shot me.
But I didn't now, did I?
You're crazy. You know that? You are certifiably crazy.
Don't say that.
What? Crazy? Guess what, chick? I hate to tell you, but you are the queen of crazy.
I said, don't say that. Oops.
Ah, damn it, I can't believe I just handed you a freaking gun.
Oh, but I just saved your life twice in the past 2 minutes.
Just just give me the gun back. We're safe. It's over. Just give it.
And just what makes you think I'm just going to give up my gun?
First of all, that's my gun. Second, yes, I do. Now give it to me.
Fine. Here, Daddy.
Thank you.
So, I suppose you want to chain me back up now?
I thought about it, but no. You're not an animal.
Ah, you like me.
No, stop. We're not friends.
Oh, Johnny, of course we are. But, of course, if you liked me in chains, I'm sure we can work something out.
There's nothing to work out. Just... Can you just talk, I don't know, normal?
Oh, but, cowboy, are you sure you don't want me in those cold, tight chains?
As tempting as that's not, no. No.
Then that means I'm free to go? Cowboy? John? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was lost in my thoughts.
Am I still your prisoner? Am I free to go?
You are a patient. You were never my prisoner. I mean, yeah. Come on. I mean, I had you chained up against your will and... Wow. Yeah. I guess you were my prisoner. I'm sorry. It's just that I didn't...
Know me? You couldn't trust me. I know. I get it. I would have done the same. And that's exactly why I was in your truck those two times. To find information on you. To figure out who you were.
So you weren't trying to steal from me?
No. I just wanted to see if I could trust you. That's all. I swear.
I believe you. As crazy as that sounds, I believe you.
Okay, well, goodbye then.
Goodbye. Oh, wait, Cujo.
Yes?
Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Okay. I've been chained up the last few days. I'm in no rush.
All right, cool. Be right back. Here, you'll never make it without your weapons. Here you go.
Oh, baby, did you miss your mommy? I missed you so much. Did the mean little cowboy hurt you?
Yeah, this isn't creepy.
Thank you so much for returning my weapon. I'll leave you now.
Bye.
Bye.
You survive solo.
cowboy. Did you feel that?
Feel what?
I thought I felt... nothing. Never mind. See you around, kid.
You never know. What the hell?
Cowboy, something's happening.
Cujo, get back here! Now! Cujo! No, shit, no! Cujo! Cujo! Can you hear me? Answer me, damn it!
I think I prefer the chains, cowboy.
Oh, that was one hell of an exit you made. Are you okay?
Yeah. I think so.
Anything broken?
I think that kind of goes with the are you okay question.
Yeah, she's fine.
What happened?
I think we had an earthquake.
In Texas?
It would appear that way.
Cowboy?
Yeah?
Do you think we can stop chatting about the weather and get me out of here?
Sure, I have just the thing. Don't...
If you're about to tell me don't go anywhere, you seriously won't live long enough to see tomorrow.
I'll be right back. Watch yourself. I'm dropping down some rope.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Cowboy?
Yeah?
Just a small suggestion here.
Sure, what?
When you throw down a rope to rescue someone, you might not want to throw the whole rope down. That's better.
Okay, now make a loop and put it... There you go. Now put your foot in it. Now I'm slowly going to pull you up in my truck, all right?
Okay, give me a sec. Okay, I'm ready.
Alright, hold on tight.
Wait, cowboy.
Yeah?
Slow. Don't be all four-wheel driving.
You have my word. Besides, I'm using the winch. Now hold on.
Oh yeah, well, I knew that. Going up.
Cujo! Cujo!
I'm okay. Just get me the hell out of Satan's butt crack.
Okay, just hold on. Give me your hand. On three. One. Two. 3. Come on! Get up here!
Thank you.
You're welcome. That makes me 2 saves to your 1. You owe me.
If you're looking for a kiss...
No. God, no.
Good. Just wanted to make it clear that it was not happening.
Good. I don't want one.
Good.
Yeah, good. Come on, get in the truck.
Yeah, let's go.
Where are we heading?
My place.
Yeah, you're gonna have to elaborate on that. Exactly where is that?
Look, no offense, but after the last few days, I don't truly trust you. Not with knowing where I stay, anyways.
But I just saved your life. Again.
Oh, my God. Are you seriously going to hold this over my head every time we talk?
No, I was just saying.
I know what you're saying, but here's what's going to happen. I'll get us somewhat close, and once there, I'll blindfold you and drive the rest of the way.
Oh. Blindfold, huh?
Oh, shut up, pervert, and drive back into the city.
No. Back to the city? Yeah, not a good idea. Have you forgotten what's there?
Yeah, a crap load of zombies.
Exactly. And going back to where those things are? Not the best of ideas.
Relax, cowboy. We're going to get my stuff and get some rest in a safe place.
Now I have a load of new questions.
Why am I not surprised?
All right, look, question 1. What do you mean, get your stuff?
Yeah, my stuff. My spare bow, all of my arrows and supplies. My stuff.
Okay, then question 2. Why?
Why not?
Why do you need all your stuff?
I'm not just gonna leave it all there. We need those arrows. They saved your life just a few days ago.
But why?
To help keep us safe.
And there it is.
What?
We. You said we.
Oh, I see what's happening here. Naturally, since you kidnapped me and chained me up, I thought we would be traveling together now.
Oh, and just what gave you that idea?
Hello? Kidnapped? Chained? Slave?
You were never a slave!
I know, but it sounded good in the argument.
You really want to travel with me?
I mean, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, we did save each other several times.
We make a good team.
All right, then it's settled. I guess we're partners. But I have 1 more question.
What's it with you and all the questions?
All right. Last one. For now, anyway.
What?
1 thing I don't understand. If you plan on traveling with me, I don't... Why the blindfold? Why were you going to blindfold me just to see where you stay? I mean, it makes no sense.
You caught me. I was just going to have my way with you. That's all.
Oh. Didn't see that coming. So, you can still blindfold me.
Relax, cowboy. I was checking to see if you trusted me.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And did I pass?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Good, because I think this might be a good thing.
Oh, don't get all girly on me. This isn't some movie where the boy gets the girl in the end. This is strictly a survival thing.
Yeah, okay. Like, this would be anything else than that.
Good. When we get back into town, turn down Broadway. I'll talk you in the rest of the way, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, you deserve that much. I'll wake you up when we get there.
All right, then. Good night. Good day.
And good day to you. Cujo. Cujo, wake up. Cujo.
What? Are we there already? Damn, that was quick.
No, we're just on the outskirts.
Then why didn't you wake me up?
Something's going on up the road. Look.
Who the hell is that?
I have a feeling they're not the greeting party.
Crap! Don't stop! Go around!
Friends of yours?
Yeah, something like that.
Shit, hold on.
Here they come.
Yeah, well, let's see if they can keep up with the power of the mighty V6.
Six? Six? Are you kidding me?
I am. Hold on. Motorcycle, come up on the left. Shoot him!
With what?
Your gun might be a good choice. You do still have your gun, don't you?
No. I lost it in the devil's butt crack when it tried to suck me in.
And I suppose your bow and arrows won't work?
Oh yeah, that'll work just fine. Just slow down and let me get out so I can get a good shot.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh, right. Sorry, I'm freaking stressing. Just crawl in the back seat. I'm sure you can find something back there.
Holy crap! Who the hell are you?
What do you mean?
It's like a little small arsenal back here. What the hell?
Will you shut up and grab something already?
Don't tell me to shut up, you dumbass.
Can we argue about this later?
Oh, right.
Nice shooting!
There's another one coming up on your side.
Watch this. Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
What the hell is that coming up on us?
What the hell? Shit! Get down! Damn it!
They're loading up another one.
Who the hell are these people?
I may have pissed off a few people along the way.
Who? The Mafia?
Actually, yes.
Wait, what? Seriously? What the hell did you do?
Can we talk about this later? Just lose these guys!
What? What? What if they catch us? What happens?
You? I don't know. But me? They'll kill me. It's a life for a life.
Well then, we need to make sure they don't catch me.
Check them. See if they're still alive. No, leave him there to die. He is not significant. That one. Bring her to me. Drag her if you have to. Well, well, well. It looks like our paths have crossed once again, Miss Bree.
You.
No, thank you. After all, you're used and damaged goods.
Fuck you.
Aw. And these were my favorite shoes. Pick her up. You broke a major law, Bree. You killed one of the family. One of my family. And the price for taking a life is a life.
Whatever. Just get it over with. You're boring me. Ugh. You hit like a girl.
Pick her up. You never know when to shut up, do you? I stand corrected. So tell me, my sweet, sweet Bree. Before I kill you, why did you do it? Why did you kill my family member?
You know why. Asshole.
I do. But I want to hear it from you.
Because he raped me.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
He raped me. He deserved to die.
And now you can join him. Oh. And when you see Jimmy up there again, tell him his brother and myself sent him a little, gift to play with. Now I'm bored. Goodbye, Bree.
You should have killed me, asshole.
Boy, that was the biggest mistake you'll ever make in what's left of your pitiful life.
Yeah. Whatever. I have daddy issues. I've heard that my whole entire teenage life.
It's 1-on-1, son. I outgun you, and I'm pretty sure I'm the faster of the two of us.
Yeah, you're
You're probably right. Only one problem. You were wrong about one thing.
And just what was that?
It's two against one.
My God. I am so sorry.
John.
It's okay. I got you. Let's get you home. Bree.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week. If any of you survive long enough.